There was one very greatly learned person, Tapan Mishra, who was very unhappy, confused and bewildered about the meaning and purpose of life. He came across many scholars, many learned people. He had many debates and arguments, but none of them satisfied his heart, and he could not come to clear conclusion about what he should do in his life. Once he was very fortunate to come to know from someone that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can solve his problem. So when he approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu just gave him the holy name of Hare Krishna Mantra. He told him, just chant this Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As it is said in the Mahabharata, Tarko apratishta ashatiyo vibhinna anasa vrishir yassamatam na bhinnam narmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yenagata sappanta. As it is said, the Vedas are very voluminous, at the same time very grave, with deep meaning, and there are so many different interpretations and opinions that different scholars are presenting. And the truths are presented from various angles of view. And despite reciting the Vedas, reciting scriptures, one may not oneself be convinced, or one may be successful in convincing others, and one may not be convinced oneself. Or one may know the truth just theoretically, superficially. But such type of knowledge actually does not do any good to the soul. As it is said, the knowledge satisfies the intellect or the head, whereas the real wisdom should touch the heart and bring out the innate values of the soul. And such kind of scholarship is of no use. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, one of the purports, bookish knowledge without realization is useless. It just remains theoretical sports. And it doesn't actually benefit the individual. There are so many people who can present the scriptures very eloquently, very powerfully, with Raschand, Alankar and everything. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the holy name. Because the holy name, even in the heart of an uneducated fool, can bring about a great transformation and awakening, and bring about the revelation of the truth. As we were seeing about the South Indian Brahman yesterday, the man with the right attitude, who was reciting Bhagavad Gita and he saw Krishna all around, because the right attitude was there, and Lord became manifested to him. Similarly, the holy name directly acts on the soul, and it can create the awakening of knowledge and realization and revelation in the heart of a devotee. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to chant the holy name, because it, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in his own Navadvip Leela, he became an argumentative Nyaya Shastra Nimaya Pandit, a Nyaya scholar who used the knowledge and the Nyaya Shastra and the arguments and everything for the sake of defeating others. And he showed his great intellect by defeating great scholars like Kesha Kashmiri and many others. But later on, we find Nimaya Pandit surrendering to Ishwarapuri and chanting the holy name. After which he again goes back to Ishwarapuri as a newly transformed man. So while chanting the holy name, Nimaya Pandit felt certain symptoms that he was almost becoming like a madman. His hairs were standing on end, his body was trembling, and he was sometimes crying, sometimes dancing, sometimes falling on the ground, sometimes feeling unconscious. So he wanted to check whether is something wrong happening with him. So when he, even at that elevated stage, one should never consider oneself exalted. Rather, one should remain submissive to the Guru. So he went to his spiritual master and asked him, Kibba mantra dila, what mantra you have given me that has made me mad like this? And his guru was very pleased seeing the condition of his disciple. So he encouraged him and appreciated him, telling him that, my dear child, whatever symptoms you are experiencing now are very fitting, appropriate symptoms. Go on chanting the holy name in the same way. Become more mad in remembering Krishna by reciting the holy name. So the purpose of Nimai Pandit enacting this kind of pastime is to show by Nyaya, by Tarka, by Vedanta Sutras, debate, one will not be able to arrive at the truth. Rather, by submissively surrendering to the spiritual master and accepting the holy name with great transcendental faith, only can one realize the absolute truth. And Mahaprabhu used to very much stress on developing faith in the holy name. One day, when he was speaking to his students about the glories of the holy name, one of the students publicly, loudly proclaimed that all these glories of the holy name that are being spoken are mere exaggerations. They are simply a hyperbole given in the scriptures to induce the people to follow some religious principles. That's all. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, he became broken-hearted. Immediately, he plugged his ears and he told all the other students, no one should even look at the face of this atheist. And immediately he, along with the other students, they all ran to the Ganges, and with their clothes on, they jumped into the Ganges and took a dip. And when they came out, there was Murari Gupta standing there. And Murari Gupta sung many glories of the holy name from the scriptures, many verses of glorification of the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, which was wounded, it became pacified. And Lord became blissfully situated again. And the Lord put a tilak on the Murari Gupta's forehead with the letters inscribed with it, Ram Das. He wrote, and in this way he appreciated Murari Gupta. From this pastime we understand how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is insisting, and also as we see in the chanting of the 10 offenses against the holy name, the 5th offense, the 9th offense, and the 10th offense, all of them talk about the faith in the holy name. So, progress in spiritual life is made by gradual increasing development in faith in the holy name. Not only it is seen as a proportion of a volume of information that one is able to stack within one's brain cells. That is not considered the sign of progress. Because there is no dearth of information in the modern days. The whole world is flooded with a ocean of information, but people are thirsty for a piece of wisdom. That modern man is starving for some piece of true wisdom which can uplift him from this suffocating information all around. So, the holy name is actually the real deliverer of the conditioned soul. That's why the spiritual master administers the right medicine of the holy name. When at the time of initiation one is given the holy name to chant regularly. The main reason is that. And one should also approach the knowledge of the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all these literatures along with the chanting of the holy name, with the desire to transform the heart and to desire to take to the holy name with deeper faith. Harinam Prabhu ki.